If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Hey, guy, Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
Is tedious on therightstuff.biz.
So I guess the little Niglet mermaid struck again.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
The Jewish apocalypse.
You need to stop race swapping your undersea and extraterrestrial adventures, everyone. It's not going to work.
Men of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
Under the sea. So.
I actually just watched the original Little Mermaid the other day.
Oh, did you? How was it? Wholesome as fuck?
Yeah. It had racial stereotypes, though.
Yeah, that's always a problem. That's always a problem. But everything has racial stereotypes. Actually, that's one of my observations for the corporate biopic we're going to talk about. They did some...
We got to talk about Watergate. Oh, my bad. It's Oceangate, not Watergate.
Oh, Oceangate. I'm still waiting for Gategate to happen. One day we're going to have a we're going to have a controversy involving a gate. We're going to have Gategate.
I mean, technically it is Watergate, though, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's Watergate. You want to know what the one thing that also annoyed me, and then just before we get into the stuff of this, is that like
carbon fiber gate.
I saw headlines yesterday. That we're talking about this issue, and they were saying that like, and this also goes to the state of journalism. Was saying like underwater noises detected near site near like search site for missing craft, and I was like, well, wait, wouldn't any fucking noise be an under? Underwater noise.
I saw that and I kept scrolling because I thought the same thing. I was like, "You're just."
I was like, "You're either grasping it at false hope, or like you know, or like somebody is not expressing themselves clearly." They did say banging, and I'm like, "Yeah, banging. Okay, banging and underwater noises. Maybe it's the remains of that thing banging around the bottom of the ocean.
You can't bang underwater; it washes all the juices away."
Well, here's another example of putting something underwater. And it disappears for good. So maybe the Holocaust is possible.
Yeah, we'll never find. You never find these four bodies, these five bodies. How are you supposed to find 80,000 in the Danube?
These four bodies that suffered catastrophic compression of like was it 4,000 meters of water pressure?
We're doing that thing where we assume that like the audience has any idea what we're talking about. So in case they didn't,
well, it's
see
the top
news,
headline everywhere. So.
Oh, is it? All right. Well, maybe people don't.
But again, this we could be that someone could be listening 2 years from
now. Submersible went down to the Titanic wreck site and. Was never heard from again.
Yeah, it was a tourist thing. Very rich people. It was a tourist and clout thing. It was like
wait, I have a shit. I was ready for a joke, and like instead, I have to change the
blank screen.
I have
That's
to change the,
joke. The
thing. There we go. This is what happened.
Hell yes.
Why is it so low? Trying to get through this, but I'm actually just disgusted. Like, why would you bother? Now I'm just pissed. That my day is ruined.
That music was terrible.
Well, it's a joke. It's a joke song called "Underwater Friends" from Metalocalypse. But the clipper. I mean, why bother putting up a clip like that? It's such bad quality. They basically like you know if you're listening to headphones and your adapter fucks up and it like puts the stereo image over the place and thins it out. It's like somebody managed to record it that way. It's like,
yeah,
just
so that,
delete
that
the fucking video and try it again. That clip has been on YouTube for 13 fucking years like that. It's got 226,000 views.
Well, one, I found the song annoying.
Intrepid fucking podcasters such as myself have tried to pull that up for a gag so many times, only to be fucking trolled by the fact that you don't like them. You might as well have done the camera, kicking a camera of your TV would have been a better fucking quality clip than that.
It's topical finally, too, because it was another novelty gag. Like, oh, we're going to record underwater. That'll be really cool. We're going
to
be in a submarine.
Fish don't have any music to listen to, but...
Does the thing crack at the end or something like that? Or?
No, he's just like, he's got the Benz or whatever. You know, he's got a Mercedes and it drove him nuts, you know. He's singing.
I feel like there was a nautical disaster before it was over with at some point, because it is a Metalocalypse episode.
Yeah, there's always a disaster. But
yeah.
Boy, that really took the wind out of my sails. It took out the, took the bubbles out of my
really took the air out of your submersible.
Well, yeah. Let's like raise your spirits again by talking about how these rich fucks
met
disaster.
Okay.
But okay, so Alex has the tech details on this, but basically this company Ocean Gate, which is okay, good.
Why would you call it Ocean Gate?
Well done with that.
It's like Heaven's
and
Gate.
The douchebag.
We'll go down to the Titanic and kill ourselves.
Oh, I know why they call it Ocean Gate. Mike should know too, because Seagate was already taken.
Yes, Seagate. Seagate actually makes storage for five bodies now.
Instead of like terabytes of storage, you have body storage. I'm storing your bodies underwater. Ocean Gate.
Seagate gear down into the water eventually would probably be crushed by water pressure. But again, it's not rated for that. That's not the purpose of it. So
Seagate. Yeah.
You might as well have been like just made that hull out of Seagate hard drives and just like, you know,
they also they couldn't call it Sequest because that was already taken by a TV show.
Yeah, by a Jew.
What about C-Lab 2020?
I didn't think he was a Jew. I thought Roy Schneider was just like
Roy Schneider's Jewish boy
on the face of the earth. I'm pretty sure he's actually not.
Just to get it, McNabb, I'm naming this segment Carbon Fiber Bros. I don't feel so good. let's face it. That's the true failure here.
The first thing that I thought when I read this is like, this is the same logic as the fucking bike industry, because they took three technologies, carbon fiber, titanium, wireless transmitters, and they're like, you know, it'd be super cool if we like used all these in one product. That'd be really neat, right?
Well, that's one of the ways to make up for your culture now lacks innovation, and so the stand-in for innovation is just mashups. That was like the music industry did that for a while. Let's do some mashups. Mm-hmm. We're creatively bankrupt. What can we do? Well, let's take things people have already created and we'll just jam them together.
Yeah, let's mash up two songs like the Beatles.
Yeah,
and Run DMC. You'll never believe what you've heard. Like, you're correct about that. Yes,
that's funny. Mike is talking about it doesn't really hurt you, but actually, Mike, there have been a lot of recalls.
You're right.
Of fork steer failures on bikes that could lead to some pretty serious and fatal accidents.
Because carbon fiber,
not really the greatest material for certain applications, but it's a meme, so we got to use it.
What is the meme? Is it it's super lightweight, right? I mean, that's what people like it. It's strong but light, so which means it's brittle.
Which, when I was reading about this issue, I was pulling my hair, like, particularly when I read what David Lockridge, who was the 50-year-old white guy, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, but let me just tell everyone what happened. So this submersible, it's as I was telling Jesse on prep, it's not a submarine, because a submarine is capable of takeoff from a dock on its own, whereas a submersible launches from a support vessel.
And as I quipped, a submarine will return.
Yeah, submarines also
submersibles.
It's just gone. They go back up.
So I mean, technically, it's fine. You submersed it. What else did you want? It's down there. It's submersed permanently.
Right. It is like it's a perfect description of the item. It's submersible. It will go under. It will go down.
Yep.
So this company, I guess, was doing like tourist trips for really rich people at $250,000 a ticket down to look at the wreck of the Titanic off Newfoundland out there. And
this was the people protecting the conspiracy. They had to be killed. You can't be going down there looking at that. There's no wreckage there. Or it was a different boat. That's a different boat.
Well, sorry. Rich people and the Titanic don't have very good luck. As you know, as Stryker said to me right before we started our show yesterday, he was like, why do people still care so much about the Titanic? There's been other wrecks that are worse. I'm like, the reason they care is because a bunch of fucking rich people on board. Like royalty and shit was on board.
Okay.
That's like fair. The Countess of fucking douchebag or whatever the fuck. Like all these royal, rich royal, like fucking Billy European Zane. Aristocrats and faggots were on board. So yeah,
you know, Billy Zane was on board. If you think about it, like if the Carnival Cruise Line went down, nobody would give a shit because it's basically just like the hoi polloi up there.
Right, exactly. Or if a military vessel goes down, people don't care once the battle is over. Right, like how many soldiers are at the bottom of the ocean? Probably a lot more than fucking, you know, these rich fucks, the Countess of whatever, whatever. Although, didn't the Whammons get saved? I don't know. I don't care.
All right.
But so now it's a tourist attraction for other rich people to go. And this company, I guess this was their business model.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position listening to me right now. Well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content. And now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? This is the you want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
I was like, we're going to take rich people on joyrides down to go and look at the remains of the Titanic. So on board was the CEO of the company, this guy
Stockton Rush.
Nice name there.
Hmm.
Very masculine. Hamish Harding, who's some douchebag British billionaire. This French guy named P.H. Nargolet, who's like a Titan. He apparently was an expert diver with the French Navy, and now he's like he does documentaries on the Titanic and shit like that. Or he goes
Nargolet Hotep, like from like Call of Cthulhu or something.
Yeah, he just can't stop like falling asleep when he's supposed to be driving the submarine. Nargolet P.H. Narcolepsy.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like a Titanic tourist guy. He's always doing. He's probably done film and stuff like that. So and then
I wonder if he's related to Jeffrey Rush, who also was a naval captain, as you may recall.
Oh,
Pirates of the Caribbean, Jeffrey Rush,
the Marquis de Sade in that terrible movie.
Maybe I don't know, but anyway, so that's P.H. Nargolet, and the other two people was some Pakistani billionaire and his son. And so Hamish Harding and this it was an English billionaire and then this Pakistani billionaire who lives in London and his son went down. Okay. And so the issue is
they went down and they started to lose communication and that was
they lost communication after like only an hour and 45 minutes. So my understanding is this journey was supposed to be longer than that. It's funny when they're talking about how much air they got left. I'm like, no, they don't have any air left.
Right.
Like 40 hours. No, zero.
So my understanding is these submersibles, a lot of times they have like an umbilical or something to do communications. And this guy, he said, Stockton Rush said he was annoyed by constantly being requested for status updates by the vessel that's on the surface. So he was using like some kind of modem type system to just ping the ship the whole time.
This guy seems criminally fucking negligent.
This guy seems like a fucking douchebag.
He's like, I mean, all the shit he was told he needed to do to engage in these kind of high risk ventures. And he's like, no, that's he was saying that industry certification, like, you know, certification from third party groups in the industry. That's stifling innovation. It's like, oh, is it? OK. Good luck with that, bro.
Well, you didn't really innovate. You kind of went backwards.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
failure
is not an innovation, bro. Yeah. Failure is not an innovation. It's just a fail. I guess it's good you now a warning to others, so fair enough.
Yeah.
But,
So I was honestly not paying a lot of attention to this story until I saw a thread on it. I saw descriptions of what they were doing to create these submarines, and it was like, we used a carbon fiber. I'm like, but why?
Well, as usual.
But why?
As usual. Before you go on, as usual, I too only became interested yesterday, as soon as I saw the opportunity for bias confirmation. Like, I'm not interested in stuff unless it confirms my biases.
Subversion.
And as soon as I saw bias confirmation, I was like, oh, let me look into this. And sure enough, the bias confirmation came in waves, hot and heavy, like an awesome tidal wave just washing over me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to just play the clip of the CEO talking about is how he structured his company?
Is this the Titan tragedy?
Yeah,
is
let's
this,
start is, with that. That'll this, be a good lead
I guess
in
I put myself down too low trying to fucking even out the mix on
yeah,
that.
You you were like I'm lower like than that fucking...
Submerged yourself.
I'm submerged between the... I'm under the audio. No one can hear me talk. So is this the YouTube link you have in the chat, McNabb? This
should be in there with the timestamp.
This
the
guy
right
here. Oh, now Gunther's in the way. All right, Gunther. I think Gunther's career on our show is over.
This
with.
Is like the 50-year-old white guy who worked for the Navy at some point that was not allowed
to. This is like,
to,
yeah, the 50-year-old naval engineer who's just not allowed to work for companies anymore.
He am not
he's
allowed.
White.
Okay. So he had a YouTube channel instead. All right. Makes sense.
Well, that's what everyone does.
Well, right? I mean, it's safer for him, I guess, in the long run. You think about it. I mean,
all right, so let's
you have to work around a bunch of POC.
Where's my you can let the POC build it. You don't have to you don't have to take the blame. That's the that's sort of the downside of
you're
your
totally outside
action.
Of the blast radius or the compression radius.
It's like if these big companies don't hire a few white guys, you got no one to blame the tragedy on when it comes to light that it's all POC working on it. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. There is an access hatch that we'll show you here in a second. But now I want you to watch this short interview that the CEO of OceanGate, Mr. Stockton Rush, had with Teledyne Marine representatives. Teledyne Marine are making the sonar systems and inertial navigation systems for this vessel. But listen to what he talks about. The CEO talks about hiring people.
Yes, I mean, when I started the business, one of the things you'll find there are other sub-operators out there, but they typically have gentlemen who are ex-military submariners, and you'll see a whole bunch of 50-year-old white guys. I wanted our team to...
And they all come back from their fucking fucking voyages.
To be younger, to be inspirational, and I'm not going to inspire a 16-year-old to go pursue marine technology. But a 25-year-old, who's a subpilot or a platform operator, or one of our techs, can be inspirational. And so we've really tried.
Do you notice what's in her hand?
Get,
you see that?
That's the gaming controller, right? But I'm trying
that's like the PS2 controller.
Yeah, it's a Logitech. I saw pictures of it, but I'm trying to concentrate on what he's saying here. So he's trying to inspire people. He wants a 25-year-old. So he wants women in PLC with no experience.
A platform operator, one of our techs. Can be inspirational. And so we've really tried to get very intelligent, motivated, younger individuals involved because we're doing things that are completely new. We're taking approaches that are used.
You're going underwater and looking at the Titanic.
Yeah, dying in a wreck is not that.
There's nothing less like not new than going underwater to look at the Titanic.
Well, it's also the Titanic did it. Like, yeah. The Titanic also.
Titanic did it better.
I
so that's not new. You sank. They sank.
Yeah. What about?
I went snorkeling this weekend. I guess that makes me like some kind of innovative explorer, like breaking new boundaries.
Yeah, you're a 40-year-old white man, so I'm not inspired by that. Like I'm not gonna go snorkeling myself because oh wow, a 40-year-old white man just went snorkeling. Gay.
Well, first of all,
got any like 25-year-old mulattoes you can send snorkeling? That would be inspiring. I might consider going if I see some fucking problem here. Fucking.
Well, apparently he's not only not inspiring people, but these people are also not like respiring.
yeah, right.
Like, they're not.
Respiration
not
is
inspiring,
ended.
Inspiring, respiring. But I want to say something real quick.
This guy's pitch really took my breath away.
To get very meta about this, it's like everything in our culture, the sequel is like way worse than the original.
Yeah.
Like the Titanic, the first Titanic was like a massive, colossal international event. This one was like.
Wait, she has a patch on her sleeve that says Titanic.
Wow. So no one, you guys didn't react to my hilarious meta commentary there? Like, the sequel is way worse than the...
Isn't that what Karl Marx said, is that history repeats itself as a farce?
Like, yeah.
The tragedy, I mean, the joke shouldn't repeat itself so many times. I already laughed at it the first time you said it.
Maybe your audio is so low I couldn't hear you laugh.
But she's got a rear. Titanic patch on her sleeve. Like that's kind of like
the fucking right. Jokes are never going to stop with this. Oh, man.
Largely in the aerospace industry is related to safety and some of the preponderance of checklists.
Is that him or is that somebody?
Wait, hold on. Don't interrupt him.
Oh, okay.
Go all back right. A little bit because what he's saying is fucking like the hubris of this is amazing.
Do we know who this guy is? Is this him?
No, that's not. I don't think.
Just look at the photo. The photographs, like that, are the slideshow.
That's not. I think that might be him. Actually,
okay. Largely in the aerospace industry is related to safety and some of the preponderance of checklists, things we do for risk assessments and things like that that are more aviation related than ocean related. And we can train people to do that. We can train someone to pilot the sub. We use a game controller, so anybody can drive the sub.
All right, so Stockton Rush, the CEO of Ocean.
All right, so he's
you can just hear the meme technology, like hype bro nonsense. Like, it's aviation technology, which is just cooler, man. I'm like, but I'm pretty sure naval technology is the appropriate category here.
Why are you using an aviation as a model?
Because it sounds man.
Well, what he actually says is the reason it is because it's easy. He says because a flight check is a checklist.
Yeah.
So pre-flight, you go through a checklist, you check everything, you check it off, and you're like, okay, now we're ready to go. That's something that 25-year-old women and POC are capable of.
Yeah,
whereas
the idea that you could just train anybody to do this.
He doesn't want these 50-year-old white guys and their technical details and their safety concerns. You know, he doesn't want that. You know, that's getting in the way. That's stifling innovation.
Yeah, because you just take a checklist and you take your pencil and you go like that.
But, does he not hear like the contradiction? That it's just like, so you're reducing to your safety protocols. It's like, we can train anybody to do this. And anybody includes 25-year-old POC. Like, so, right. Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, nobody knew about this when it happened because no one's.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Paying attention to like the tiny little world of
right,
you know, submersible, private submersible companies, you know, which is a very niche thing. But now that this has happened, like, this stuff is starting to come out. I mean, New York Times even had an article on this today. Now, they're not going to take necessarily the same exact.
You don't think they're going to run with our narrative on it?
They'll probably. I don't think they're going to mention the white guy thing, but they are going to mention the fact. They did mention the fact that there were many documents filed, and there was even a lawsuit involving a guy who was one of the like top engineers or top project managers of this whole sub, and they fired him.
I think you're talking about David Lockridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mainly the guy who is right now not answering phone calls for comment, probably because he signed an NDA after he got a huge fat settlement.
He can't be sued. The dude's fucking dead now.
Well, but still,
is there anything else in this video, or should I let it go?
Foolish.
I have that pulled up, though. It says David Lockridge was terminated in January 2018 after presenting a scathing quality control report on the vessel to OceanGate's senior management.
Yeah, you
and
know
that includes founder and CEO Stockton Rush.
That's the way to respond to a poor QC report is fire the guy that did the audit. Get mad.
I want to know something.
That's good.
I kind of want to know when Stockton Rush said this comment about 50-year-old white guys, and was it after the dust up with David Lockridge? Because there was lawsuits. 50-year-old
white guy getting like my
He's this guy. I'm assuming David Lockridge is probably a naval guy. You know, probably was involved in that. Does this YouTube video guy have anything more to say that's interesting?
I've got the other article pulled up. The rest of his video is worth watching, but I don't know.
Yeah, it probably is interesting.
It is good. I found it very enjoyable.
All the technical crap they did wrong.
Let's see here. Looks like David Lockridge filed a report that detailed numerous issues that posed serious safety concerns, according to the filing. These included Lockridge's worry that visible flaws in the carbon fiber supplied to OceanGate raised the risk of small flaws expanding into larger tears during pressure cycling.
God, dude. Imagine ignoring a warning like that just because you're a douchebag.
So, like, there's no other... Here's the thing I don't quite understand, and I'm not a submersible engineer, but why do you need to use carbon fiber in this application?
It doesn't
because
make
this
any
is going
sense
underwater.
To me. It's just cute.
It's a meme.
It's cute.
It's a meme. So, from my understanding, there's a good article on Information Liberation about this.
Yep, got it.
But he's quoting a lot from another article. Apparently, the idea is that they were saying that most typically, I guess, hulls of these things would be built of steel. And the advantage there is, I suppose, that if the hole start, if the pressure becomes too much or there's a failure or something, it doesn't, you don't get an immediate catastrophic failure. But that carbon fiber, while generally strong, like as soon as it, this is kind of the understanding I have, as soon as it goes, it's done. Like it, you get an almost no warning. Like the, if you get a crack and you know, particularly under, you know, 4,000 meters of water pressure or something like that, I think they were going with or something. Now, I read some other thing that said that the viewport was only rated for like 1,800 meters or 1,800 pounds or something like that, and they went to 4,000, which seems to me to be just entirely retarded, but I'm not – I need to verify that.
Yeah, well, there's other issues with carbon is you can't just weld to it.
Oh, all right. I've actually – probably. You want some actual info? I found this.
No,
a,
I want to make this stuff up.
All right. This is an article from 2017 published in Composites World. That's one of my
favorite.
That
sounds like a fascinating publication.
I am going to sign up for the paywall immediately.
Well, you want to know who likes to read Composite World? 50-year-old white guys.
Yeah.
No
I guess,
joke.
I guess I'm only 44, so I haven't developed a taste
for
it yet.
You're not quite ready for it.
This will be my first foray. So
getting your feet wet, so to speak.
Yeah, we're going to read this excerpt to explain what's going on, and that like a week from now, I'm like, you know, that was pretty good stuff. Maybe I'll go like read more before I know.
Yeah,
it.
I'll read
be
more
like,
about composites.
I'll have like a Composites World tote bag.
In the comments, we're going to be a ton of white guys that are very interested in composites and like putting stuff together.
All right.
So yeah,
that's just because they like the smell of glue.
So let's see. So they're talking about like it's the challenge is the depth. So they're saying. Such vessels called submersibles offer capacity 3 to 5 occupants, can explore depths of 1,200 to 6,500 meters, providing a viewing porthole or portholes are equipped with lighting systems cameras. Conventional submersibles feature steel, aluminum, or titanium shells. Metallic hulls, however, because they are not buoyant in designs for depths of more than 2,000 meters, present challenges when it comes to managing ballast for ascent or descent. In particular, metal-hulled craft require the use of syntactic foam attached to the outside of the craft to achieve neutral buoyancy. So that's why they're fucking around with composites and carbon neutral carbon fiber, because it those depths, like I guess the thing just fucking sinks. It's metallic.
Yeah, it just wants to keep going down. And they gotta find a way to keep going up.
So apparently they haven't figured it out yet, though. But that's what they're trying to figure out. Again, that's an article from 6 years ago. So,
but they've had. They did seem to have the challenge of maintaining a neutral ballast, which I guess means keeping it stationary and not continuing to sink unless they wanted to. It seems like they've managed to figure that much out.
Via external means, right? So I guess the thing's like, well, we were just trying to make the thing like more advanced.
Spencer.
Right. And I mean, the thing is, it's like, okay, fine, but like, you should do a lot of fucking testing if you're going to do that. Like, you should do a hell of a lot of testing. And I'm assuming that they have their ways.
They're bonding titanium to carbon fiber, which I know from a fact, the bike industry, because they have discovered all of this themselves, through trial and human error, usually at high speeds, that when you try to bond carbon fiber to certain metals, it doesn't really work that great sometimes, and then it debonds, or you end up with corrosion and kind of weird shit going on. Because it's not metal. Carbon fiber is not metal, and it doesn't necessarily get along with metal. So that's like the other thing. Okay. My biggest question, though, actually relates to why do you need a wireless controller when you're sitting like on the control surface? Like, you've got a cockpit, right?
Yeah.
Why do you need the why does it have to be wireless?
There's no need for that, because you should
This would be like me taking a wireless remote control and then gluing it to my TV set or something. Like, but why?
Right.
Like, how does this?
I think it's happening. So, this article's fascinating.
So hold on. Let me keep reading here for a second, though. So here's what I got. According to a court filing by Lockridge, because there was a lawsuit here, the preamble to his report said, "Now is the time to properly address items that may pose safety risk to personnel. Verbal communication of the key items I've addressed in my attached document have been dismissed on several occasions. So I feel I now must make this report so there's an official record in place. The report detailed numerous issues that pose serious safety concerns, according to the filing. These included Lockridge's worries that visible flaws in the carbon fiber supplied to OceanGate risks small flaws expanding into larger tears during pressure cycling. these are the high pressure changes that the submersible would experience as it made its way and from the deep ocean made its way to and from the deep ocean floor. He noted that previously tested scale model of the hull had prevalent flaws. Carbon fiber can be stronger and lighter than steel, making a submersible naturally buoyant, but they can also be prone to sudden failure under stress. The hull that right. Lockridge was writing about was made by Spencer Composites. The only company previously made a carbon fiber hull for a manned submersible. Now, here we go. That submersible was commissioned by explorer Steve Fawcett for a record-breaking dive, but he died in the light aircraft crash before it could be used.
Jesus. Wait, are you reading the Composites World article?
Also made carbon fiber.
Oh, yeah, you are reading the Composite World article. That's the same article. Yeah, this is great
stuff.
Oh,
that's actually, no,
That does sound interesting.
This is an article from TechCrunch quoted in an article on Information Liberation. So this is three times quoted.
They're quoting the original
TechCrunch quoted Composite World. Liberation quoted TechCrunch.
Inception. Yeah, this is interesting shit. So it says here, the world record for free dive depth for a human is 214 meters, which creates 312 PSI. And then for most people, the safe depth is probably half of that. So how deep did these things go? We're talking about thousands
of meters.
Some
people have done those crazy free dives and come up with, like, brain damage. But, anyway.
But how deep did this thing go? Like, 4,000 meters, I thought I heard somewhere. Like, it was
let's see. How deep down there is the Titanic?
So it says, thus, in the event of a catastrophic failure of a submersible at any depth greater than 250 meters, deep sea water pressure would instantly kill every passenger on board. So they're far beyond that. Going down 2,000 meters.
The Titanic is 12,500 feet below sea level. That's about 4,000 meters.
There's just no hope. So, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders. You can use crypto. You can use e-checks. You can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that. Until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now. The Cyclops 2 faces potential failure in any one of three. Oh, this is a different submersible. The composite hull, titanium end caps, and the acrylic viewports. So.
One funny thing I was thinking about is carbon fiber is kind of brittle.
Yeah.
So you're like inside the submarine, you're way under the water, and you accidentally drop your wrench, and then the whole thing shatters and it blows.
That's the other thing you wonder.
It's not like, designed to take any kind of impact at all, really.
Yeah, it seems like carbon fiber, man. I'm making this up off the top of my head because I don't know anything. It's like it's like strong, but like not really. You don't want to fuck with it. Like it'll kind of, as long as it's not fucked with, it will like do the bit. It'll like hold something together, but I don't know.
You bump
into
it.
Technical terms I forgot, but it's the best way to explain it. It's like if you have a steel bicycle, you can take a ball peen hammer and smack the side of it and still ride the bicycle. If you do that to a carbon fiber bicycle, you're going to break like the entire down tube.
Right.
Break the bike hammer. Take like pressure, but it can't take like a strike.
Right. Like tempered glass.
If that makes any sense. Yeah. Yeah. They should have just made the whole thing out of tempered glass. I mean, why not? That way you could see everything.
That would have been safer.
That way you could see everything. You'd be able to see.
Spectacular shattering.
Like, the whole, it's like a new innovation. You get to, it's like in that, the dude playing a guitar at the bottom of the sea. It's like a tempered glass tube, and you just go down.
Does that what it actually look like?
That's the Ocean Gate Cyclops 2. I think that's a different Ocean Gate submersible than the one we're talking about here.
Hmm.
What is this though? This is a computer.
Actually, looking at the boat.
Travel to the Titanic and beyond. Cyclops tool used for scientific research, deep sea exploration, and oil and gas exploration. Its first mission, scheduled for May 2018, will be to shoot photos and video of the wreckage from the Titanic, which is located about 3,688 meters of water in the North Atlantic.
This did rendering, you see the safety disclaimer attached to going on a ride in this thing?
No, I did not.
I gotta find it, but it's basically like, this is untested and dangerous, and it may implode and kill you.
Caution, women of color worked on this.
Yeah, so the people on the boat, this one guy looks like a total douchebag. Hamish Harding, British businessman. Let's see. Well, I just want like a Wikipedia on this guy. I'm wondering though, it's like, I'm assuming that they, OceanGate has like indemnified them against this sort of thing when that you signed this release so they can't get sued by these people's families.
I would imagine there's no regulatory body that can like really approve of this stuff and know what they're talking about, right? It's
like, how would no, you that, well, there are. There's some bodies that you can actually appeal to. So, so Lockridge was worried. Let's just keep reading here. Lockridge's recommendation was that non-destructive testing of the Titan's hull was necessary to ensure a solid and safe product. The filing states that Lockridge was told that such testing was impossible. OceanGate would instead rely on its much-touted acoustic monitoring system. The company claims this technology, developed in-house, uses acoustic sensors to listen for the telltale sounds of carbon fibers in the hull deteriorating to provide early warning detection for the pilot with enough time to arrest descent and safely return to surface. Lockridge, however, worried in the lawsuit that the system would not reveal flaws until the vessel was descending, and they might only provide milliseconds of warning before a catastrophic implosion.
So you see the red light go off? And
probably
like...
what fucking happened. Now, if I'm a CEO of a company or even a team member on this fucking project, I would read that and be like, brah! Brah!
I'm on their website. I'm on OceanGate's website. They're talking about the Titan here, and it says real-time health monitoring. Most significant innovation is proprietary real-time hull health monitoring, RTM system. Titan is the only manned submersible to employ an integrated real-time health monitoring system.
So you can pinpoint the moment you actually just die.
Yeah. So you know, like, 1 second before you have catastrophic crushing from seawater levels no human body can withstand.
This is really eerie, reading this stuff on their website and knowing that fucking thing is crushed, like, at the bottom of the ocean somewhere.
They're not going to find it. It's done. This is exactly what happened. It suffered a catastrophic implosion. All those people are dead, and they've been dead for days. Russell McDuff, a veteran oceanographer and chairman of OceanGate Scientific and Research Foundation for 3 years, noted that I guess he's not that anymore because I guess it doesn't exist anymore. Contact with the Titan was lost on Sunday after only an hour and 45 minutes. This suggests to me they might have still been in the water column descending to the Titanic, he told TechCrunch in a phone interview. Lockridge also strongly encouraged This is what you were asking, Jesse. Lockridge strongly encouraged OceanGate to have a classification agency. Mm-hmm. Such as the American Bureau of Shipping, inspect and certify the Titan. A day after filing his report, Lockridge was summoned to a meeting with Rush and Company's Human Resources, Engineering and Operations Director. There, the filing states he was informed that the manufacturer of the Titan's forward viewport would only certify it to a depth of 1,300 meters due to OceanGate's experimental design. The filing states that OceanGate refused to pay for the manufacturer to build a viewport that would meet the Titan's intended depth of 4,000 meters. The Titanic lies about 3,800 meters below the surface. That's just fucking dumb. So the manufacturer of your own viewport that you use on your thing is like, we're not going to say this is safe further than 1,300. And they're just like, yeah, we'll just go 4,000.
But they just also just not know. YOLO. Like, how do you I guess this is how you verify that. Like, well, it went down and never came back, so I guess we were right.
Well, I guess they have their ways because, and this guy didn't want to do it because it's too expensive. Like, because Lockridge said we need to do so-called non-destructive testing. I'm like, no, do destructive testing. Like, fucking test it until it's destroyed, and then you'll know how much it can take. I don't know, and build another one. Or don't. Or I don't care what you do.
Shit, I gotta find this. There's another clip of Stockton Rush, and he says, there is a limit to safety, telling the guy interviewing him, you know, at some point, safety is just pure waste. I mean, if you just want to be safe, don't get out of bed. Don't get in your car. Don't do anything. At some point, you're going to take some risk. And it really is a risk-reward question.
Okay, I mean, yes, but at the same time, it's like...
I don't get in my car and then go to the bottom of the ocean, though.
Obviously, yes.
Now, if I was doing that, I would be a little concerned about the safety of my vehicle in that particular scenario.
But the question is, like, you're being reckless, though. Like, it's different. Like, there's a difference between understanding that you're there's a difference between calculated risk and just pure, like, recklessness, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. The people on that missing Titanic submarine when they wake up tomorrow, and it's that shot from the end of the Titanic movie of all the...
Oh, my God.
All the dead people looking at you. POV, you just died by the Titanic.
The filing also claims...
I'm more curious about Stockton Rush himself. Like,
what kind of douchebag is this guy?
Yeah, what kind of douchebag is this dude?
Are they really...
The filing also claims that hazardous flammable materials were being used within the submersible, so in a highly oxygen-concentrated environment.
That's the point the guy doing the video was making, because he's like, look, they bolt you in there, right? Like, it does not have a hatch. Like, the hatch is sealed with, like, 7 bolts. They bolt you in there. You can't open the hatch at that point, even if you get to the surface. It's like, what do you do if you have a fire? Or some kind of smoke or something? You just fucking die?
Is that standard on submersibles that they do that?
That they bolt the doors closed? I don't believe so.
They probably have to do it.
I imagine you have to. You can't have a hatch. Because if you have a hatch you can open with, like, your human strength, that means the ocean is going to open it for you at some point.
Well, the ocean's going to seal it shut for you.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But you would ideally, if you do have to surface in an emergency, don't you want to be able to open the boat when you get out of the water? When you,
particularly if it's like a...
I mean, hit the surface, don't you be able to open the fucking boat? This is
and not only that, I assume that thing is filled with...
This is what happened to Apollo 1. Apollo 1 had the same thing. They had a fucking fire, and they could not get the door open because it was, I guess, bolted shut.
This is what happened to... Sorry, I'm...
Apollo 1. It caught on fire on the launch pad. Everybody inside died because they had bolted the doors closed.
So are there actually, like, rescue efforts? Are people wasting resources trying to get these fuckers?
Yes, the United States and Canadian Coast Guard are going wild looking for these people. The French have even sent a vessel, a search and rescue vessel.
And
they're not going to find them.
So they're going to sit down there will not be made of carbon fiber.
Well, hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, like, we have vessels that can go to that depth. Like,
well, I think I'm not. I don't know anything about this world. So I think military submarines are a pretty good record of being able to do lots of stuff. So, I mean,
well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't, because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
Can a military sub get that low and just, you know, do whatever? I mean, that's quite a different
level. I don't think so. They're not made of carbon fiber. They don't have a Logitech wireless PC gamepad.
Imagine we go to war with Russia with, like, carbon fiber submarines. That's exactly the kind of thing I could see our government doing.
Can you imagine?
Because
the
contractor sold it to them. Like,
some military, the Russians,
like, yeah, listen, brah.
Can you imagine what the Russians would think if they saw these wireless USB controllers? They'd be
they
like,
saw us, like,
these submersibles are
carbon
crazy.
Carbon fiber hulls, they'd be like, these people are fucking retarded.
Don, I remember 1990 when we only had titanium hulls. We've come a long way. We really turned it around.
Now we got...
Okay, yeah, so Stockton Rush has a background in aviation.
Oh, yeah, so
that's why he's got such a...
That's why he's like, look, I could do a safe airplane flight, no problem.
This is just like flying with water.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's just flying, except you're in water. You're not...
Yeah,
you're not...
anybody explain to him the difference? Like, hey, that's air. That's that stuff down there, that's water.
Well, in aviation,
different.
Water,
like,
different.
Pressure on the hull is not really your biggest issue.
It's kind of the reverse.
Because it's the opposite. Like, you get less pressure. You're like, oh, this is the thing. You could have, like, maybe flying a kite up here, you know? Like, it's whatever, man. There's almost no air up here. There's no air down there either, but, you know, there's no pressure up. Yeah,
no air anywhere. Yeah. Saying.
Oh, my God. The missing man was interviewed about his Titan sub on a CBS Sunday morning featurette last November and cheerily emphasized its homemade aspects, also pointing out handles affixed to the ceiling of the craft that he said he had bought from Camper World, but denied that the vessel had been MacGyvered or jerry-rigged. I think they meant nigger-rigged.
Yeah, it's usually...
Okay, so I have an
Does
answer
it say
to my
jerry
question.
Or jury? I think it's supposed
jerry.
To be... Yeah, it's jerry. Supposed to be jury-rigged is usually how you're supposed to... It's one of those things...
It's because Germany didn't have like rubber.
Pretty sure that's what it's a German thing, right?
Yeah. So I have an answer here. The Los Angeles class submarine, which is the can dive to depths of up to 450 meters, 1,476 feet. The deepest specialty submarines in the U.S. Navy fleet can go 1,300 meters. So submarines are much bigger, but they don't go as deep.
They can
and
only
that's because their missions are very different. They're not going to look for sea wrecks. So I don't know, a military submarine would be of much help here. They want to like spy on the Russians and blow up the pipelines and that kind of stuff. So,
right.
Yeah.
So is it true that, so I thought I heard this in this Chan post I'm looking at, which they're always 100% true, is like, this is his third or fourth trip down there. So it's done, they've done it before successfully. This, Chan poster is postulating that they appear to be stuck at the bottom of the ocean, bang against the hull with literally no way to be rescued. And it's basically like the controller failed. They have no other way of steering this vessel other than this Logitech gaming joystick.
Plug it into a USB cable,
or just a driver failure.
Does someone have a phone charger I could use?
You can't get like update drivers from the bottom of the ocean. So it's like the
I don't have service down here. My iPhone. I'm trying to text.
That would be amazing. Maybe. That's possible. I mean, you're going to go with anybody can pilot this because we're using a Logitech USB gaming fucking thing. What if you break the controller?
This thing imploded and it's debris banging against the hull.
I did hear the thing about like, oh, we can hear banging sounds, underwater banging sounds. Like, well, obviously they're underwater, right? Isn't that what one of you said? Wouldn't be like above.
They're saying underwater banging and underwater noises is what
you can
hear
above water noises.
I was like,
well,
I mean, isn't like literally anything you hear. I mean, I guess that's different than hearing like a whale go like the whale from Star Trek V.
Yeah, but, that's what he's after down there.
What they need is that the whale cylinder from space from Star Trek V to go rescue these people. But yeah, that's interesting. Military subs don't go that deep. They don't. I guess they don't.
We only have
450 meters. Still pretty fucking deep. So you know, you don't need to go all the way down to the bottom.
Fire like a rescue torpedo down there.
Let's gawk a little harder here.
An experimental submersible vessel that has not been approved or certified by any regulatory body and could result in physical injury, disability, emotional trauma, or death.
We only have one button. That's it. It should be like an elevator.
There's you the know, handles.
It shouldn't
handles.
Take a lot of skill. We can use these off the
shelf. What? We only have one. What's the button do? Hold the fuck on. This nigger say?
It should or death. We only have one button. That's it. It should be like an elevator. You know, it shouldn't take a lot of skill.
We can use these off-the-shelf components.
I got these from Camper World. We run the whole thing with this game controller.
Holy shit. Of course. Sad he couldn't get a real submarine.
I'm going with the thing catastrophically failed. These people got crushed. They're already dead, and the banging sounds of the
I think maybe let's combine the theories here. Like maybe the USB controller failed and they hit something. And
that's
this whole sub
could be. It's definitely funnier if the USB controller failed.
Well, here's the thing. If you were to smack your carbon fiber bike with a hammer, you could break it.
Shatter, yeah.
Once the banging against the hull of the Titanic starts, then you're done. Like, that's when the catastrophe...
Well, the controller works, so they tapped it against the side of the hull, and then the hull just shattered.
According to Composite World, the inner shell has the titanium, and they just put the carbon fiber around it.
Oh.
So you can bang on the titanium all day long. But the problem is, if the controller failed and perhaps they like hit bottom somewhere, now your carbon fiber could explode because the water pressure is so incredible.
Also,
that makes sense.
Yeah, so you're saying that this one also eschewed like a wired connection to the surface, which
that was the part I wasn't entirely
stupid.
Sure about, because it sounded like they had some way to communicate with the surface, and the problem that Stockton had. Is what this meant is whoever's on the seagoing vessel on the surface is just going to be constantly like, hey, are you guys all right down there? I haven't heard from you in like 5 minutes. Are you all right?
What I'm not supposed to do though. I mean, is that just something you're supposed to do?
Can Netflix put out? Can they write, produce, finance like a film, an inspiring film about the inspiring people that worked on this vessel? But somehow like leave out that like they got a bunch of people killed, or how's it going to work? I mean, we need like a Hidden Figures. We need a Hidden Figure style, like inspirational film for young black ladies.
My favorite part about this is the idea of blaming white people for it has been in before. Like, it's not our fault.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. Stockton Rush is a white guy, but he's a douchebag, so that's different.
Well, his white guys tried to tell him, like, hey, you know, you can't do this. And then you have the...
And he fired them.
My favorite part is I finally learned where jury rig comes from. Oh. It's nothing to do with juries. It actually, it's a nautical term referring to a type of sail, a jury.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Jury sail means an improvised sail.
I didn't know it wasn't
the Jerry thing doesn't even seem connected to German. It seems connected to some sort of guy named Jerry in England.
Oh, jerry rigged, I thought just meant like people didn't understand that it's, no, it's jerry rigged. You know how people just over time
the
get
thing
expressions
is,
wrong?
I never really grew up saying jerry rigged. We just said nigger rigged. And then when Obama was around, we said presidential engineering.
Yes, remember presidential engineering. That's actually a good one. Man, what a blast from the past. We had such tame and like quaint racial controversies back then. Do you remember like the black professor from Cambridge or something who got arrested at his own house because he was trying to break into his own place in Cambridge, and the police chief or whatever, I don't remember what rank the policeman was, who fucking arrested him because he thought he was just a nigger trying to break into an expensive home. And Obama like goes on TV and says they acted stupidly because, you know, how would you know that like this nigger like lives in this expensive townhouse in Cambridge? If you're a cop, you just see a guy trying to break in with his like cab driver. So they solved this controversy by like inviting everyone over to the White House to have a beer, like the photo op. Yeah, it was a you don't remember like the have a beer with Obama like photo op to solve this, like basically it was his anti-white racial faux pas that everyone was mad about. And it was cute because they felt like back then like anti-whites and a nigger like Obama felt as though he had to like mull over the, you know, he had to sort of like smooth out this controversy. Like, he doesn't want all these white people mad at him that he's just like knee-jerk called a white cop stupid for arresting somebody.
It's just wild that that's how they defused the situation.
Yeah, they all had a beer, and so there's these great photos. It's Obama and Biden with this nigger professor and this cop, and they're all drinking beer like uncomfortably and talking about race. It's like the most cringe, like stupidest thing you've ever seen. But you know, I would take that over, you know, burning cities.
Hold on, I think I got it.
When you got there?
Oh crap! No, I fucked up. That's going to be a shitty link.
All right, I won't click on it.
Thank you for fucking.
I want to talk for a second about this guy Hamish Harding.
Okay, which guy is Hamish Harding? Is he one of the passengers?
There you go.
Hamish. So he's a British businessman, pilot, explorer, and space tourist based in the United Arab Emirates.
Oh, God.
Which is funny because that packy is based in London. This dude is based in the UAE. He's the founder of Action Group. So he's the founder of Einsatzgruppen?
I was going to say.
He's founder of Einsatzgruppen and chairman of Action Aviation, an international fucking aircraft brokerage company.
We're doing underwater ride.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
This is the diffusing
of the race problem by having a beer. In front of the media.
This is the most awkwardly staged photo op I think I've ever seen.
I remember reading the New York Post where they would write articles like like
so who are the other two?
Oh man, this is uncomfortable.
They were writing articles like trying to predict like what kind of beer each guy would have, and they were like they were sort of doing like an astrology posting where they were giving like aspects of this brand of beer and how it matches up with the personalities of the person in question. But yeah, there's a police lieutenant that Obama called stupid on national television, never apologized for it. But you get to come over and have a beer with the president who called you stupid.
I would be like, nah, not until you say you're sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd fire that guy. I'd be like, I'm not going until you say you're sorry.
Yeah, yeah. America's a weird country.
And who's that other nigger?
That's so the nigger. Weird. So you were, I guess you weren't listening.
Is that
to
the
me.
Nigger that said that he was like robbing his own house or whatever?
Yeah, he was breaking into his own house with a cab driver, and this is right. the cop that arrested him. And so that it didn't look like a two-on-one gang up, they invited Biden to sit there and be white.
This would not have been as awkward if it had been Bill Clinton. Because I can imagine Bill Clinton said they're drinking beer, you know, gesturing. And
now with Bill Clinton, you just go to McDonald's. You all talk about it over a quarter pound.
Yeah, you just got a Big Mac fucked up.
Yeah.
Remember when that came out that this dude loved Big Macs and they would stage the dumb pictures of him jogging, like pretending as if he was actually jogging? Like they'd show him like they'd literally go out at 6 a.m. in D.C. along some like waterfront route, and they'd have like the Secret Service and the president, and it's like, yeah, that's fake. That's not real.
I remember
after the whole thing with Monica Lewinsky, they staged a picture of him and Hillary Clinton like dancing by a Christmas tree. I was like, yeah, that's also fake.
I heard staged as fuck. I remember hearing like a Secret Service or something related to the presidential security saying like, oh, it was actually like good that the president would like randomly say, hey, I want to go to get a Big Mac, like because. It was almost like the surprise visit meant no one could set up anything dangerous to happen to the president. So it was like going to the McDonald's randomly was secure if they were like out on the road somewhere. Like, I'm going to go get a Big Mac. He's having a Big Mac attack.
He's not getting Big Macs.
He's going to assassinate him, but he fucking made a sharp
right. Well, I guess the thing is with the Big Mac is even if you send the Secret Service to go get one and bring it back to the White House, it's not going to be good. You got to get it when it's still hot. If it cools down and gets soggy, like it's just going to be gross after like even 10, 15 minutes. Fuck. You got to get it right away.
I could eat a Big Mac right now. I could eat like three of them. Remember the Grand Mac?
I could fucking slam a Big
that,
Mac.
That lined up with like, was it Tier WrestleMania 2 or Tier WrestleMania 1 when the Grand
Tier
Mac
WrestleMania
came out.
1 when everyone was doing the Grand
the
Mac.
The Grand
challenge,
Mac was so
which
good.
Was a retarded challenge.
Well, the Grand Mac is just what a Big Mac should be. It's like, oh, look at these buns or these patties are actually the size of the bun.
Right.
Like an actual, like a human hamburger. Like an actual, like, person made this hamburger, right. not some corporate fucking piece of shit that's trying to cut corners, made you this tiny burger on this giant bun. Oh, that was good stuff.
You know what they need to do? They need to make carbon fiber hamburgers.
They'd be too brittle, I would think.
And you can cook them. You don't have to have employees because you cook them with a PlayStation remote.
Here's my favorite piece of the hyper-reality surrounding all of this. James Cameron is weighing in on the situation.
his opinion is valued on
this. He made a movie about going underwater.
He made a movie about this, so he's the perfect... He's actually an expert.
I mean, I'm sure they film shit underwater, but did they film shit 4,000
I mean, well, to be
meters?
Honest, James Cameron has a lot of experience doing dangerous stunts underwater. He legitimately does. He's almost killed multiple people.
He's like, well, look, the problem here is they didn't have, like, a USB plug into the back of their skull, like the Na'vi, and Na'vi. So they were not able to telepathically communicate
what
with, like, sea animals that could rescue them.
Did you know that James Cameron has been to that wreck site 33 times?
Yeah, this is my thing, is
you
I
know
thought
they should have
he
asked.
Had long ago mastered the ability to do
ask her.
She's like watching
James
the,
Cameron
Titan.
Is an, James Cameron is an old white man. That doesn't inspire me at all. They should need to ask... It's not Halle Berry. What is her name?
Something like that.
It's like
I don't know, but her eyeballs are too far apart. She looks like a fucking frog.
They're 4,000 meters apart. The fucking her, she's got a little... her carbon fiber like bridge of her nose is going to shatter and crumple.
The Titan submersible was on a journey from one of her eyes to the other, and it was crushed by the pressure. But so actually, this guy Hamish Harding, this is kind of crazy. I'm just going to say straight up, this is kind of great. On March 5th, 2021. Harding and Victor Vescovo dive to the deepest point of the Marianas Trench in the Challenger Deep at a depth of 36,000 feet, 11,000 meters, in a two-person submarine, setting
That's
the record
deep.
For the greatest length covered and greatest time spent at full ocean depth. That's pretty fucking
literally
great.
Need a drop of I literally need a drop of internet historian saying, wow, that's deep. I was like,
yes.
It's like literally the depth. Damn it. I wish I had that. That's funny.
That is the. This is in September 2022. Harding's aviation company, Action Aviation, supplied a customized Boeing 747-400 aircraft to transport 8 wild cheetahs from Namibia to India to launch the reintroduction of the cheetah to Indian to India. Cheetahs went extinct in India in 1947 after independence.
Sad.
Did you just read
the same bit that I'm looking at right now? I got distracted because I was reading about James Cameron, where he went to the bottom of the Deep Sea Challenger and takes it all the way down.
Yes. I read.
He says, I took off like a shot, fastest I've ever seen. Surface just receded. Wow. Why didn't they consult with James Cameron then? About
James Cameron should have been in charge of this whole thing.
Yeah.
What he would do is CGI.
To James Cameron, going down to visit the Titanic is just like a Wednesday afternoon for him.
Right.
Huh.
I guess because people had done this safely like so many times, they got a little bit overconfident here.
Oh, you know. Shit. Shouldn't we be talking about Hunter
Can
Biden?
Can we now what do we a tourist here? Trip to visit the remains of the Titan?
Oof.
But you have to only do it like in one man. You have to be like on one man vessel.
Remember the Titan
first.
Yes.
Well, isn't it actually named after a sunken ship? Isn't there a Titan vessel somewhere that had gone
down?
The
Titan is the name of this vessel.
Yeah. Well, it's sunken now.
And I'm assuming the Titan is a reference to Titanic. I'm assuming. I mean, I don't know. It would seem logical that would be the case. It's, you know, the Titanic, the Titan. So, yeah. In 2018, the Marine Technology Society wrote a letter to OceanGate CEO Stockton Russ expressing unanimous concern regarding the development of Titan and the planned Titanic expedition, indicating the current experimental approach could result in negative outcomes from minor to catastrophic. Did we already read this?
There is a Titan container ship, and it's still afloat. All right.
Well, it's just a ship. I think.
Oh, that's cool. Vesselfinder.com. I can just like look up various vessels to see where they're supposed to be and how fast they're going.
Oh yeah, where's all the Russian and Chinese subs?
Right. Well, I think it's the surface vessels only.
Oh. Okay.
Let's see where the tight. Oh.
Oh my God! This you're gonna find this hilarious. Listen to this. In a 2022 dive to the Titanic, one of the thrusters on the Titan was accidentally installed backwards, and the submersible started spinning in circles and trying to move forward. I think there were some problems with the research and development of this vessel. And this was well known. If anybody was paying attention to the submersible community, which I was not, as documented by the BBC documentary Take Me to the Titanic, the issue was bypassed by steering while holding the game controller sideways. We've got to get that video. We'll do it during the break. We've got to get that video. I guarantee you it's on YouTube. According to November 22 court filings, OceanGate reported that in a 2022 dive, the submersible suffered from battery issues and as a result had to be manually attached to a lifting platform, causing damage to external components. So,
Wait, when was this?
2022. They've had a number of problems.
They had to lift this very same sub, right?
Yes.
Which has that carbon fiber hull, and then they picked it up with some sort of lifting platform and probably crushed some carbon fiber.
Right. Do you even lift? This idea that it was lined with titanium seems that's kind of interesting. So if it was only the outside, but then it's like, the buoyancy issue doesn't, I don't know. I'm not an engineer. So
we have to consult composite world.
We don't even really need to get into the details. Like the very fact that the team, the inspiring non 50-year-old white man team
failed.
We have 2 to 3 man, non 50-year-old white man teams. And they installed an engine backwards.
So the one of the...
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the Free Fag Edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
And the thing started fucking spinning as a result. And their cope was to hold the game controller sideways while steering. I've got to see video of this. Okay. It's a BBC World documentary they did on this, which we got.
So one of the things about carbon fiber, and I noticed this in the construction here, is you can use it to make some pretty cool shapes, but they didn't really do that. They made a vessel that looks like a sperm.
Yeah.
It's even white.
Well, I mean, that's what it is, but
so I don't know. What else is there to say here?
Not much. I do want to get the video from the BBC documentary where they're coping with the reversely installed thruster by holding the game controller sideways. I think that will be very funny. But when I search for this, I don't get.
So did this vessel ever have like an uneventful journey, or was everyone had some?
Seems like it was just plagued with issues.
There was a mess. There was a problem every time. I mean, it's just not good. I don't know.
Couldn't you, at the very least, like attach? Well, I guess attaching umbilical would be difficult, but at least like remote pilot this thing down first.
I have no idea. I want to know, are there other under the sea disasters that involve companies with CEOs who say that they're not inspired by old white men with experience? And does it have the same, you know, am I getting my, I want pure confirmation bias out of this. So.
The hyper reality is the film director is a better ocean explorer than the dude that's trying to pitch himself as being like Chuck Yeager or something.
Yeah, all I'm interested in is the confirmation. But I'm only here for the confirmation bias. That's it. I think I'm going to be able to find this video. So yeah, all right. Oh, 6 unavailable videos are hidden. Show unavailable videos. Private video. Okay, so let's see if it's actually in this playlist. It probably isn't. It's not. I found a playlist for the BBC Travel Show, which is the show that did this documentary on this submersible. And right here in the middle are 2 private videos. I guarantee you that that is now... They right. have
so I think them. We should move on to something important, like Hunter Biden.
Oh. Yeah, he's got federal charges, right?
Why wasn't he on that sub?
Well, he's like, he's not going to jail because of white privilege, haven't you heard?
Yes. Oh, yes, I heard. That's Cat Turd's take. As well as the entire conservative movement.
That's the entire conservative movement.
So let's pay attention to something dumb. And then when you know the Democrats win, we will invoke anti-white memes to try and own them.
Right. I mean, of all the takeaways you can do with the Hunter Biden, like you could. Why do they? I hate to sound like a conservative. Why do they even bring race into it? I mean, you want to run with the story that the corruption of the ruling family right now, like if Joe Biden's president, this is his son, is like why not run with just like they're just covering up for the elites. This is what happens. There's two Americas. There's two versions of justice. Instead, they have to go with the white privilege. It's very interesting. The conservative movement. It seems like any time it gets the chance to, it does anti-whiteness now above anything. I mean, whether it's whether it's denying COVID benefits to white working families, whether it's engineering. Entitlement programs so that white working class people don't benefit from it, or here we have a scandal with the president's son who's obviously likes to smoke crack and send dick pics around, like not getting jail time. You have to go to, instead of making this about like a, even if like you could contrast like the way Donald Trump and his family's being or has been treated for several years versus this, you could make it, but no, it's white privilege.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, and yeah, I don't know why it's work to have to. Convince any white conservative that, like, you know, these people are they have it in for you just as badly as the Democrats do, and you're supporting your own demise by voting for them.
Well, I don't know how hard that pitch is. I think it's fairly easy. You just got to get a chance to make it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, there might be a lot of people with mental blocks because it's you're asking them to think or do something outside of the normal routine, which people are always very bad at. But yeah, I mean, I think showing. We would just like the opportunity to show white people, hey, listen, you're under direct attack by all these institutions, including the Republican Party. But it's like, why when you talk, when you don't want to make it about race in so many situations, in an issue where race is actually not the issue, do you suddenly bring it in? Like, race is not the issue in this Hunter Biden thing. It's like at best, like, okay, I mean, is that him?
This is him. So this is some nigger congressman named Byron Daniel, Byron Donald, sorry, of Florida. He's a nigger. I don't know what party he's with, but he's got jail on the left. What is that? Wesley Snipes. Some, is that Lauryn Hill? Daryl Strawberry and two other niggers I don't recognize. No, they go to jail, and then Hunter Biden, and it's a goofy picture of him in his underpants, and it says no jail. It's like, well, I mean, is smoking crack illegal in America anymore? I don't think that's like all these like decriminalized things that like blacks used to go to jail for. It's like, well, what are you mad for? Isn't this what you want? Is this
a
platinum
plan? I
want
to know what fucking Jew came up with this narrative and spread it down the conservative movement pipeline
for
them to start
saying
this. Because it's not just that they're saying he has white privilege. They're pointing out that all these niggers went to jail for this thing, and they're blaming Joe Biden because he supported the crime bill. And he said stuff about – said stuff when he wanted to get elected in the 80s and 90s about like cracking down hard in crime. Stuff that even – Democrats wanted to hear in those days, and now you have Republicans who are attacking them for it. They've been doing this forever, or they've been doing this for the last several years. And it's like, so you're saying that those basically saying you put niggers went to jail like in the 80s for crack, and in the 2020s this white guy doesn't go to jail. I'm like, that's fucking dumb. Because niggers don't go to jail for anything anymore. They don't go to jail for fucking murder. They get out on bond no matter what crime they commit, and they go and they commit another fucking horrific crime.
Yep.
So get this shit the fuck out of here. Get it the hell out of here, you fucking pieces of shit. Trying to and the other thing is it's not even just that it's not going to work. It's that your desire to try it makes you a spineless scum piece of shit traitor.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you want to do is own Democrats. Like, you're like, as if any of them gives a fuck. You go to them like, hey, you realize that this white guy isn't going to jail for something similar that black people used to go to jail for. Isn't that something you're supposed to be mad about?
Just like Adam.
And Democrats are just like, no.
They're
like,
also mad.
They're not even paying. They don't even answer the question because they know it's bad faith, stupid bullshit.
Yeah. I'm just like, I wonder if Al Sharpton or Ben Crump will be upset about this, or will they would just request some hush money? This person is honestly throwing that up there as an own. Like, what would Al Sharpton or Ben Crump do? Like, are they going to say that Hunter Biden has white privilege? Like, what are you, fucking retarded? Again,
maybe they will. Then what if you won?
These people just are retarded, though.
I mean, maybe. What if they did that? What now? What? What if Al Sharpton said, yeah, like Hunter Biden has white privilege? Okay, now what? Now what have you won, Republicans? Yeah. Oh, I could see him saying that. I mean, he probably won't even address it. He'll probably just like step over it. Like, who fucking cares? Because it's not what's going on. Maybe the fact that it's the president's fucking son has more to do with it.
I think everybody kind of understands that. Like, but...
Yeah.
Like, what... I don't even know who you're really supposed to be apples to apples comparing Hunter Biden to when it comes to blacks.
Literally, like, niggers, they
Daryl
got in
Strawberry
trouble for
went
cocaine.
To, when did Daryl Strawberry go to jail?
Daryl Strawberry. Like, that was when I was a kid.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes, like, did tax evasion or some shit, didn't he? Did he even go to jail for that?
I also did a lot of cocaine, let's be honest.
I don't remember. Is this Fat Joe? Is that the football niggas is gay on the bottom right?
Is that it's just some?
Is that who that is?
No, maybe. Yeah, I think it is. But yeah,
is he even black?
Niggas is gay. No, he's Puerto Rican. he's Eric Stryker race.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, he and Eric Stryker agree that niggas is gay.
So let's see. Here's the. This is great. This is what you want to see. Cover the New York Post. Hunter gets away with this. It's like you should be able to get away with putting that on your fucking front page. Also, the Ukrainian flag. Wow, disgusting. Only slap on the wrist for gun and tax cases.
I mean, if you put the Ukrainian flag on the front page of your paper, you have no right complaining about pride events.
Well, here's the other. Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using like e-checks. Then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Yeah, like, let's press forward.
Here's the other thing. If you're going to complain about him getting a slap on the wrist for a gun charge, you should be talking about that dude in Queens that shot the guy trying to mug him and let that guy off.
You should be talking about Daryl Brooks.
Talk about Daniel Penny. Yeah, Daryl Brooks, absolutely.
Right. And in fact, conservative people or people in the right wing sphere who are not part of the Jewish media complex who were, when Republicans were saying that, were tweeting, just like tweeting pictures of Daniel Penny in handcuffs back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, white privilege, are you fucking kidding me? So it's like, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's so disgusting. And I think it's going to hurt them. And we should make sure it fucking hurts them that they did this shit. Like, you are, I mean, what is the own? Black people, because the other thing is, black people do not go to jail on gun crimes anymore. If they actually shoot somebody, they get bonded out. If they even get caught.
The right wing's cover on this, the Republican wing's coverage on this stuff, just proves that they're totally fucking inept, that they're just dragged along for whatever's going on. The system just has its way with them, and there's nothing they can say. Reading this tweet here, I'll put this on the screen. Hunter's laptop has enough information to take down the entire crime family. Apparently that's the Biden family. But nobody has the balls to release to the public. Matt Gaetz entered it into the congressional record. The FBI has had a copy for years, and not a damn thing's been done. All you need to know, and there's an infographic, a bunch of shit. It's like, yeah, what does that tell you? It tells you you're never going to get anything done on it. You're inept. You're just on the outside looking in, just like with all the COVID lockdowns and regulations. You had no say. No one asked you what you thought. They just did what they wanted to do until they were done doing it. And the same is with Hunter Biden. You're totally just like you're not even controlled opposition. The Republicans are just non-opposition.
Here's the Hunter Biden laptop thing. From the beginning, there probably is some interesting information on there, possibly dealing with corruption, but I think it obviously would go further than simply the Biden family. I know that there was stuff in there, and they were trying to do this during COVID. There was stuff about Hunter Biden taking trips to Ukraine.
Sure.
And engaging in deals with the bio labs in Ukraine. And they tried to make this into something like he was part of some conspiracy to like engineer COVID-19 or something. I don't know what it was. The fact is, it's just fucking run-of-the-mill corruption, okay? And so but I'm sure that there were other people implicated, also some dealings with China, some dealings with other countries. Ukraine was a corruption spot, like a place that was exploited by people, mainly Jews, but also some of their butt-goys like the Biden family to just run scams and exploit people and just like rip people off. And that was what it was mainly, and it got way worse since 2014. So yeah, there's probably some interesting stuff there, but they instead, the conservative movement, the New York Post, focused on the shocking pictures of him engaging in like crack parties while waving guns around like a fucking degenerate. And it's like, okay, sure, like he's a degenerate. All right, he's like a rich fucking person, like from a super powerful wealthy family, and he acts like a fucking degenerate. Okay.
Do they do anything with this to like just leverage criticism against the elite class in America in general and be like, isn't this fucked up that we have these dynasties of?
No, they made it all about, this is what they always do. They make it about the Biden family particularly. They never discuss structural issues as if it's a particular immorality with just the Biden family. And this is something that they've done forever. And it's always just driven me up the fucking wall and why I've never taken conservatives fucking seriously. Because when you get this kind of information, I'm like, there probably is something interesting on that laptop. There's probably something. But you make it about a grudge against one guy, Joe Biden and his immediate relatives. That's it. There's no other issues here. There's nothing bigger than that. And I would say there's a huge issue with how conservatives operate. They have been doing this, A-logging this fucking guy for like years over this shit. How much time did they spend investigating the FBI and their weaponization of their government committee was one of the few useful things they could have done. And despite themselves, useful information came out of it. Versus how much they've time spent in like this. They made campaign promises last year that this is what they were going to do. They were going to investigate the buy. Who fucking cares? Who cares? If you're going to put this rich fuck in jail, then do it and shut the fuck up or else shut the fuck up. But I don't want to hear this white privilege crap because that's not going to get you anywhere. You're just doubling down on anti-white shit.
Yep.
And I don't actually give a shit about Hunter Biden. I honestly don't. I don't care. He's obviously a cracked out fucking rich kid out of his mind. I don't give a fuck. There's more important issues. The very fact this is placed front and center is exactly the kind of politics that conservatives have always done. Stupid shit that is just entertainment. It's just entertainment.
And again,
they show you these lascivious pictures and they wow, just wow, and nothing fucking happens.
Then, they've been doing it since the Clinton years. They have all this dirt and nobody ever does jack shit about it. It's like you just,
who gives a fuck about it anyway?
You're putting this up, you're blowing the whistle, and you never get any results. It's like the conservative ineptitude on display, like over and over again. Support us, we can't get shit done. Support us, all we do is cry. And then,
the further problem is that what's your expectation for getting something done? Hunter Biden going to jail. That's it. Who cares? Who cares?
It's just funny that they can't even get that done.
That would be a... get it done, though. Like, because the thing is, it's like they're giving them some kind of – like the fact that this guy is facing any consequences at all. Like he cut some deal, right? On these charges. The fact that he was even brought up on charges was already a concession to them. And they're going to possibly bring Joe Biden up on some charges. And that's another concession. So when you make your demand, so fucking low stakes, what happens to you when those demands are met or at least like partially met? Because the elite system in this country does not operate based on like it is not a big conspiracy by the Biden family. That's fucking dumb. Like there's people they try and say like the Ukraine war is because Biden is like personally interested in Ukraine. Yes. That's fucking dumb. That's very stupid.
Listen, Ukraine was Joe Biden's personal COVID lab, and he needs to save it so he can do another pandemic, so we can have another lockdown.
Yeah, that's you're at that level, you're retarded. And that's the type of people that are going to go and vote for Robert Kennedy Jr. because he's out there saying, CIA is trying to assassinate me, like they killed my uncle and my dad. It's like that's going to get a certain type of person activated. But, like, it's not going to do anything, right? Stryker had a good take on that. He said RFK's candidacy is not to try and steal an election from Biden. He's like, RFK's candidacy is to get enough Republicans that would vote for Donald Trump in a primary to switch parties and vote for RFK in the primary so that Ron DeSantis wins the Republican primary. I was like, that's actually probably fucking true. If you think about it, right? He's like, just to get all the fucking COVID tards and conspiracy people to abandon the GOP primary and vote in the Democrat one, and then Ron DeSantis can beat Donald Trump. I don't know if it's going to work, but it seems that's the play.
I just saw this opinion piece from the Sacramento Bee across my news feed here. Mm-hmm. It says how a transphobic Bud Light boycott foiled Governor DeSantis and made Mexican beer number one. And the entire premise here rests on the idea that conservatives are supposed to be opposed to Latinos and Mexicans or something. And I'm like, that's not how that works.
But it's also just like, That's not why not just call conservatives fucking dumb retards?
Yeah.
That would be like a more interesting column.
Because they're wanting to like point and laugh, be like, oh, look, you made Negra Modelo like the most popular beer in the United States now. The Mexican beer is more popular than Bud Light. I bet you feel bad, don't you, conservatives?
Well, it's because like, there's so many fucking Mexicans here, and that's just, you know.
Negro Modelo is also just like a better beer than Bud
Light. It is actually a far better beer.
I mean, it's not a great beer, but it's better than Bud Light.
It's also an AB InBev product.
A very low bar, but
it's,
you know.
It's also an AB InBev product.
That would have been a better own. That would have actually been a better own for this columnist to explore. I didn't know that. That's funny. So it's not a Mexican beer. It's like an international corporate beer. Who fuck you? With a Mexican label.
Yep.
Well, it says they tried to buy it.
I mean, maybe they make it in Mexico. I don't know. But so what? I mean, these corporations don't
have borders. Anheuser-Busch and Modelo would remain competitors because of something about the Justice Department intervening with the merger.
Oh. No. So they actually blocked
so that they failed to get that. Oh, hi. Here's another interruption that's pre-recorded. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pay for a subscription. We need your support. We need your help. We can't do this for free because we're Jews.
That's all it is. All
right. I thought Modelo was a Bud product. Well, that's good.
What do you know?
Green to sell.
Still doesn't matter.
It basically was at one point.
Interdath thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was also an Obama thing. So you... The guy in here is trying to. He's like, you can call it Obama beer if you want.
Obama
and his beer seems to be coming up a lot today.
Huh, interesting. So this might be nothing.
Okay.
But a friend of ours has said that there's been. He's got actual personal cell phone video. I'm not going to show it, but not because it's graphic or anything. Because I'm worried that like it might give something away about our buddy's identity. He's in Paris right now. So there was an explosion, and he was close to it. It was a few blocks from his hotel. It's kind of, I don't know. It might literally be nothing, but it might be a terror attack or something like that. We'll see. Who knows? It could be just another one of these catastrophic failures of infrastructure that's hitting the Western world. Maybe a gas pipeline or something just blew, or you know, who knows? These things happen.
You see that terrible video of that fucking African trying to kidnap that little girl? Just right on the street.
Yes, I saw that. Did you see Matt Walsh's reaction to that? Which is, again...
Oh, God, no.
A perfect... His reaction was, why would anybody live in a city anymore? And I'm like, so you're fucking telling me. Think about this for a second. This is a French woman.
Why would anybody live anymore?
And her daughter...
Just kill yourself, Matt.
Why can't... Here's a better fucking question, Matt. Why can't white French families live in Paris, the center of French civilization? Why is it overrun with niggers that run into their houses and grab them and try to rape them in the middle of the street? And then not to mention the one from last week where a bunch of toddlers were stabbed. Why is that shit happening not just in France, but in every white country, Matt? Now, Matt Walsh is the one who tests balloons because he occasionally comes out and he says a racially tinged comment to try and keep your interest. But then he fucking just says this type of
just
shit.
Drops
it's like
a fucking bomb.
The issue
like
is not cities versus non-cities.
Right.
If Paris, France was entirely white, this would not have happened.
I would love to still live in a city or at least something more urban.
It would be nice to have
great.
The option, right? Some white people like cities. Some white people hate cities. Some white people want to live in the country.
It's not that I don't
want... Some white people want to live in a city. We should have the option.
Yeah. It's not that I don't want to be around other people. It's like, I just want to... I want to be around other people that I like. And I don't like being around brown people. Specifically
like
when they're trying to do kidnapping.
A cohesive, rule-based society where people are like you, share your mindset and your values, and look like you, and act like you, and think like you.
Right. I mean, the question is, like, has there been a material decline in safety within cities? And if so, why can't that
Why?
Be? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
So, Stryker has been watching these prank videos where you walk up to niggers and you do stupid shit and they chimp out. And the question is, are these fake or staged? It's like, it doesn't matter, because those niggers that, like, these pranksters walk up to... They're obviously criminals. And the question is, do they offer them money before or after they film the scene, right?
Right.
So do you want to be like, listen, I got money. You want to make some quick money? And they'll be like, all right, here's what we do. I'm going to walk up and do something dumb. You just react how you would normally react, but don't kill me. And and then they film it for YouTube and everybody is happy, right? But
you kill them as a prank.
So the thing is,
startle a nigger. It's dangerous.
Whether those videos are staged or real or a mixture of the two, you know, this dude, this white dude, this Armenian dude, or maybe he's white or off-white, Armenian, whatever. I don't want to get into that debate. He talks like a nigger, though. And he goes, he flashes, like, gang signs and shit at niggers on the street, and they fucking chimp out. Maybe it's real. Some of it's, but these, all these niggers are just sitting around on the street. They're all armed, packing heat, and they're ready to fucking go up. And that's just the fact that he can do this at all.
Yeah.
It's just an indictment of America. Any city, he does it in New York. He goes to LA, he goes to all the big cities. He flies around. He's got millions of views. He makes money from this, and that's all already an indictment of our system. That this is now an entertainment product. Mm-hmm. Like, look, like the collapse of all major cities and even minor cities in America into crime ridden cesspits is just something that I can just laugh at and make money from. I mean, it's just.
Anyway.
And who knows what this Paris thing is? Maybe it's maybe a fucking terrorist attack. Maybe it's just fucking some gas pipe or oven or something blowing up and just a more decline, more decrepitness falling apart. But yeah.
Just accidentally closed the window I need. Yeah. Help, I closed the window with the go to lunch drop. There it is, I found it. Let's have some lunch. You guys ready?
Yeah.
It's 12:05. In better days, rush would be about to start. Those weren't actually better days. Those were just the illusion of better days. Because we were on the path. Anyway, back with more submersible commentary in the paywall hour.
You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.